Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro, one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And on today's show, we've got Lou Diamond. He's been a top sales performer, professional speaker, award-winning podcaster, entrepreneur, and two times best-selling author. He sounds like a busy dude. He's made it his life's work to help businesses, leaders, and brands thrive through the power of connecting. Without further ado, coming to us from somewhere between South Florida and New York City, please welcome Lou Diamond.
Gino, what's going on, my friend? How are you? Glad to be here.
Doing good, brother. Let's just jump right into it. We're having a conversation right now. It seems as if you're the king of the conversations. Let's start right off. Talk to my real estate investor buddies. How do we start and how do we have an engaging conversation?
Great. Great question. Great way to go out of it. And make it clear, I want to give you the premise that every connection in our lives, begins with a great conversation. If you think about from even when you're a little kid going googly gaga to your mom and dad, you didn't know what they were saying, but there was some connection that happened there. Every friend that you've ever made, every girlfriend you ever made, every job you've ever had, every good interview, it all, something magical happened and it began with a really good conversation. And for many, many years, I've recognized there's lots of ways to do things or say things. But what I learned is that there's a component of having a good conversation with someone and connecting with them that makes us like, enjoy, understand, want to be with the person and want to continue to have more conversations, because the goal of one conversation could be to lead to another. So what I learned is that it has nothing to do with what you have to say and not so much what you have to do, but it's how you need to be in every conversation you have. And as a realtor or someone trying to sell a property, as a real estate owner or whatever it might be, with the potential buyer or seller, whichever side of the fence you're on, how you need to be going into that conversation has always been an impetus for me to understand, how do we get started? How do you lead into it? What do you do during it? And maybe most importantly, what do you do after? Understanding that before, during, and after of every conversation is where connections not only are made, but where they thrive. That's the impetus of where this all goes.
Brother, I just have so many questions from that. My mind is exploding because we can go down the empathy route. Let's go. We're going to go down that. But as we're talking about this, we are not a product of our generation. We didn't get into social media and we didn't use Instagram. How has that changed? To me, it must have changed, because when I was growing up, I would go out and I'd have a conversation. Nowadays, most people have a different kind of conversation. They have a conversation on their social media and the words they're using there. Has it changed the way you make somebody feel through that? And looking at it, it's a hard question for me to even think of, because when I created that conversation with somebody younger, I didn't even have any of this. I just had to get right up in somebody's face. I may have offended them. I may have insulted them. And it's really, really there, raw. And I have time to think. How has it changed in your mind?
I think the technology tools around us have enabled us to have many more access points to connecting with other people. Mm-hmm. I want to make it clear, it has never and still doesn't take over or replace the importance of getting to a conversation. In fact, a lot of the tactics that I work with other companies and other leaders on how they can better grow their business through great, better conversations is how to use these tools to get to the conversation faster or pull yourself into speeding up and having that conversation so you could have more of them. Yes, you can use the email or the texting or the DMing through social media as a means to stay connected, which is great. But what are we staying connected to? We're staying connected to the next meeting we have. We're staying connected to closing the deal. We're staying connected to keeping that in conversation and engagement right then and there. The more that we're able to get ourselves to have this speaking conversation where it's two-way, back and forth, the more we're winning. And by the way, this, for listeners don't know this, I'm talking virtually here with Jake, obviously through a video app. This is a conversation and I am seeing you as close as I can, which makes it even more amazing. Right? Because I'm able to actually see, touch, feel, sort of, I can't really touch you, but I could at least get connected to you in some way because I could read your emotions. I can get your connections within it. That's where we're trying to get to. My kids, when they were growing up, we were very, very big on if they wanted to make plans with any of their friends, they had to initiate it through a phone call. They could use some text to get the specifics, but to ask or go out there. And part of it was the importance of knowing how to create that social relationship. Yes, the world today has all these other ways that we can stay connected. I have this joke. Years ago, somebody would say happy birthday to me on Facebook, right? They would send the message. And I realized that my last communication with that individual was exactly the year before on my birthday, them wishing me happy birthday, which made me say, Jake, am I connected to this person? Is this really a relationship or is it just like a convenience of it? Make it clear though, it opens the door for you to have the conversation and ask permission to do so. So today's world, yes, lots of other ways that we can connect. There's still one real raw way that we have to eventually get to having that conversation. And ideally in person, but we even have better ways to do it in addition to not being there face to face.
I want to thank you for sharing that because most older gentlemen back in the 70s and 80s would be bashing social media and saying, well, it's not a good tool. People are relying on it too much. It's just a tool, everybody, to get to the next conversation, to get to that next touch point. And if you're using it that way, man, you're adding gasoline to the fire is exactly what you're doing. Now, you said how you need to be to get to that next conversation. Can you dive in into that and unpack that a little bit for us?
I'm going to start off with, I have this expression on what I call connecting your voice, V-O-I-C-E. This is my way that I get people to prepare on how they need to be before every conversation. Because there's lots of ways you need to be. And I go through that in my talks and my speeches in the book. But the quick way of almost knowing how to like flip the switch to say, how do I need to be ready in the conversation is a really good planning tool. By the way, you as a podcast host, me also, you've been on my program as well, Gino. I do the same exact thing before every interview and I connect my voice. So I visualize how I believe the conversation's going to go. If it's a situation where I need to ask a lot of questions, I know that I'm fulfilling and thinking about the questions I'm going to ask. If I know that I have a properties to sell and someone's coming to me and I'm the owner and there's going to be all these questions, I'm going to visualize what I want to, I want to show them the property. I want to give them the benefits, tell them about the neighborhood, tell them about what's the benefits and the pluses and the minuses of the property I'm dealing with, right? I want to visualize almost my goal at the end of that conversation is either to continue the conversation, get to a dotted line or sign it, whatever it might be. Or it might also be to continue a connection, a relationship, because that person could be a way to meet many more people that you're looking to get the conversation. The V is important. You have to know what that conversation is and trying to map a course and where you want to go to it.
That makes total sense. So let me recap that for everybody. You're being prepared. You're not winging it. Everyone who is successful in life, proper preparation prevents poor performance or poor communication in this aspect. So when somebody comes and they're prepared, especially like in a negotiation, you don't go into a negotiation not being prepared. You don't go into a sales opportunity for not being prepared. So take that mindset into creating conversations. And once you have that framework and you start working on it, we've only gotten the V, but I can see how that's going to transform myself because I get on a Zoom call sometimes and I think, man, I might wing this call. And that is not the right way to do it because you're not giving your all 100%. You're not being prepared. And I think more importantly, Lou, the other side can sort of feel that. And when they feel that, they reciprocate and there's no energy there. So V visualizes the first one. Let's go with the O.
And to get on this point, this is not going to be a scripted conversation. This, you know, there's certain components about what you know, what you're going to say. You have a certain sales spiel that you'll go through if you have a certain routine or details about something or questions and answers that are very rote. But you're reacting and connecting with the individual to learn what they're about. That's what you're visualizing. I'm connecting with you right now. Our visualization of this conversation is me to provide your listeners with as much information as possible. That's what our conversation, you're to ask me the questions that to get me out of it. To get to the O, which is everyone needs to appreciate the opportunity you have to even have a conversation. You literally need to recognize this very important thing. Every conversation is a gift and you need to treat it as such. That opportunity that you're having right then and there is one of the most important ways that you're going to connect with somebody and make it clear without it, without the conversation, you're not going to achieve your goal. You're not going to make the sale. You're not going to grow your relationship. To have the conversation is a gift. It's been literally handed to you. This individual that you're connecting with is going to add something to your life. It's going to add something to your world. It might add something to your bank account. And it may also add another conversation down the road, which will be another opportunity for you to appreciate. So appreciate every opportunity. That's what the O has to do with. I'll run
gratitude.
Through
high
school. Yeah, gratitude.
Gratitude is the big thing, Lou. Let me jump in just real quick.
Yeah.
And I think most of us don't look at that. We should start out the conversation by saying, hey, listen, it's an honor and it's a privilege to have you on this podcast. And once you take that, you take that step, you're saying to yourself, wow, I'm really going to have a great time with this guest. But really, this guest took an hour out of his or her time to spend with me. And if you're all entrepreneurs and you're saying time is money, time is the most important thing, well, let's at least acknowledge that that's what it is and say that there's an opportunity to connect this with this person for the next hour. So I love that. Always great.
And importantly, that this is a genuine appreciation.
Yes.
This isn't just doing it for the sake of doing it. I literally want you to recognize it is a gift for us to speak right now. There's a gazillion people on the planet doing a gazillion different things. It is really hard to get people to connect. So the opportunity to create the conversation where every conversation every connection begins with a great conversation, then for certain, you have to appreciate it and go in with it. I is challenging. I is very challenging because it's the identity you need to be in that conversation. There is a role that you have in it. And we don't think of that role too often because a lot of times the role might change literally mid-conversation, especially if you're meeting someone for the first time or if you're trying to sell something or you're trying to educate somebody about something. A lot of times we go into conversations and we're not 100% sure what our identity is. And why I always stress this is if you've ever been to a trade show, Gino, you know that if you go into a booth and you walk in and you walk into the booth and someone's got all their logos, all their gears, they're selling some form of service or offering or software or platform, or maybe it's their sense of properties, whatever it might be. And you go into that particular place and you're inquiring, most of the people there that are there to help are there to help because you potentially could be a prospective client or customer of that place. You're walking into somebody else's business at a trade show, in a store, whatever it is. When you try to flip the script and you hand somebody their business card right away and go, let me tell you how I can help you because you're going out to network that way, it never works. It never works because you've flipped the identity of who you're supposed to be. You've walked into a place where it is. I've learned that great connectors clearly know their role and place in a conversation in a given time. And yes, it might ping pong back and forth when you're establishing a connection with one another, but knowing going in what identity you need to play is the starting point. Know the role you have to play in that conversation from the very beginning. It will change. It will adapt. It might evolve. But going in, it's essential. Because if you come in a little flip-floppy or flaky, you're going to get somebody that, I don't know if this person is not only buying or selling, but I don't know if I can connect and trust with this person because I don't know who they are. We like to know who people are. So know the identity you need to be in that conversation.
Can I ask a question about identity?
Yeah, sure.
A lot of
sales.
This is
your show. You could do whatever you want.
Did you hear that, Julia? I can do whatever I want.
Whatever he wants.
the identity aspect, a lot of salespeople use posture. And that identity, can you go through that with me for a little bit? Because that's such a turnoff. Years ago, the internet would be like, let's posture this person up and let it make him seem powerful. And then you're just being an overburden. And a lot of people don't want to be sold. They want to buy. So I think the vast majority of us need to work on that identity piece. Don't you agree with that?
I think not only do we need to work on it, I think we also have to know how to read a room and adapt to it. Because as I said, the identity is knowing who you need to go into the conversation with. I'm inquiring. I want to learn. I want to be open to it. The more evasive you are when you go to meet somebody and have a conversation, or the less you're willing to open up, the less someone else is letting to let you in. I love to use the analogy, Gino, that if two people are connecting, and I'm using my hands in two little circles for the listeners here, a connection is when those two circles overlap and you kind of create the Venn diagram, right? The two worlds come together. They emerge. When you're uncertain and you don't know who you're dealing with, you're a little hesitant. You want to understand what that person's role is, who they are, how you know them. If you meet a complete stranger, we are less willing to let that person in. Make myself very clear here. Making a connection is bringing worlds together. Having a great conversation brings that connection together and overlaps them. So establishing an initial trust on who you are, what you're about, and why you're there to have this conversation is actually important. You don't have to voice it out and spell it out in those pieces, but you need to make it clear in the way you present yourself and the way you need to be.
Love that. C.
C and E, I'm going to merge together, and that's charisma and energy. I want to make it clear from a charismatic point of view, you have to be, that's the authentic, that you have to be who you are. You have to bring pieces of yourself. I love to say unleash your superpowers in a conversation. Unleash the super things that you have about you. The way you need to be is just to open up and be like, hey, I'm really at a point where I know that I want to connect with this person. I'm going to tell you all the great things. I love to talk about connection. I love to talk about having good conversations. I love to host podcasts. I love meeting people who are truly thriving in their lives. And that's literally what I'm about. And I love to bring that stuff out. Show that in your charisma. Bring your superpowers. I could be a detail-oriented person. I'm the one when it comes to the deal that's going to tick all the boxes and make sure everything's correct. I'm the one who's more visual and visionary, and I have a bigger understanding of not just this property, but a whole series of properties, and I want to partner with you, right? Those are the types of charisma things that we want to see come out of there. And the E is really simple. You need to bring energy to connect with someone. Make it clear, no one wants to connect with a dud. Elevate the energy in the room. Lift up the pulse in the conversation. You may, and I don't mean like shout it from the rooftops like I do from a stage or you do from this podcast platform. You want to just elevate it a little bit because it takes a little bit of energy to make the connection in your conversation. You've ever had those conversations, Gino, when you're starting to talk to somebody and before you know it, they're like really like draining you and slow and soggy. It's like, you're like, I don't want to have this conversation. I don't want to be involved in this. You need to pump up the volume a little bit. You need to add the little circulation in there with the energy, and you need to bring that energy into each conversation you have. And the more you do that, the more people are going to want to connect with you and have more conversations with you.
I'm writing down a couple of notes here because I think two things that I pulled out is you need to be authentic is the first thing. And I think it's very difficult for a lot of us to be authentic because we don't want to be vulnerable. But I think the vulnerability, a certain key aspect, is how we connect, I think, as humans. And I think the other one is be present. I've got my phone again. You take your phone, you shut off, and you give that person all of your energy. Don't give your energy to anything else. And I think that seems so basic and so commonsensical. But when you're out to dinner with your wife or you're out to dinner with your friends, put the damn phone away. Get all the distractions, even if there's a TV, make sure that you're connected there because people can feel it. That body language, you can sense when somebody is checked out in a conversation.
I like to always equate it to when you think about a sales presentation. If you were giving a presentation about your performance over the last several years to your company or you're giving a message, how would you feel if everybody in the room was on a telephone? Or maybe more notably, how do you think the rest of the room would feel if you stopped giving your presentation and picked up a telephone and started to have that conversation because you gave prioritization to that? Mm-hmm. Couldn't you agree with me more? This has to do with taking the energy and focusing it to who you're having the conversation with. And recognize that it doesn't have to be a very long one. I close off every one of my shows, be brief, be bright, be gone. It is actually how I think about every conversation. I want to make sure I appreciate the person's time that I have with them. I'm going to provide some brilliance in that conversation or connect with them or learn from them in that moment. And be gone doesn't mean drop the mic and run out, but I'm going to elevate the conversation onward and upward from the end of my conversation that I have with them. So that mindset is how I know I have to approach my energy. And you're right. If you are distracted or looking at somebody else, you've ever been in that situation, you go to a party and you're talking, and I call it the giraffe head, where you kind of like extend your neck over and you're looking over the person's head at who just walked in the room. There is nothing more annoying than that. So it's real important. Yeah. Direct your energy in a focused conversation each and every time and connect your voice. You are absolutely going to be on your way to knowing how you need to be. So that person's going to want to have another conversation with you for certain.
Lou, do you have any conversations in your mind that have just gone sideways or terribly and maybe use this voice framework saying this is what that person did wrong or even this is what I did wrong? Because sometimes we make mistakes reflecting back on the conversation.
I have a lot of conversations with myself, Gino. So I look at it this way, that there can be times where I love to be in the seat of asking and listening more than talking and telling. It's really easy to do in your seat as the podcast host. So when I'm a guest here, I'm intentionally talking and telling because I'm trying to inform your listeners, but based off of really good questions that you're asking. So for me, if I'm just in a regular conversation and I'm doing a little bit too much talking, I try to almost like, you remember those old stagecoach like Westerns where you have the Western, they'd pull back on all the four or six or two horses, whatever it was that was pulling your cart. I try to like yank it back and be like, hold on one second. I may be talking too much here. Let me flip the script. Let me ask more questions in that direction because the one who's asking the questions is leading the conversation. The one who continues to talk too much isn't really listening and they're going in that. So you're going in a great conversation, you're going to almost have to balance asking and listening, talking and telling, but in a way that everybody gets a turn to ask and listen and try to almost own that. If you could do all of that, you're winning. It isn't going to be that, because there is a point where you'll exhaust all of the questions that you have, and you eventually will have to start talking and telling to someone. But to start off asking and listening is how you can speak easy and go with that method. It's one of the key lessons on, you know, be curious is when you're asking and listening, right? Be curious in every conversation like you are right now.
Lou, this is so important to all the real estate investors and anyone out there, whether you're going to buy a home, whether you're going to buy an apartment complex, whether you're going to go to a bank and get a loan, You should be out there trying to gather information and intel. You're out there trying to understand why the other side's selling the property, what the price point is, what the benefits are. And if you're out there talking, the broker's getting information from you. So You really should be out there listening and having the empathy and saying, well, why is this person selling? Because everyone assumes someone's selling a property because they want to get the highest price. But maybe that person's just burned out. Maybe they just want to sell. Maybe they're sick and tired of real estate. Maybe they have an opportunity from somewhere else. Maybe they're moving out of state. Maybe they're burned out. Maybe they have a health situation. You don't know unless you ask those, what we call empowering questions, those open-ended, thought-provoking questions. And most of us, the vast majority of us, were not taught that skill. I went to become a life coach in 2014. I'm like, wow. I never even knew there were empowering questions. I mean, it's like open up a whole new world of possibilities. So if you're an investor, or you're negotiating, that's the number one skill that you can pull out by asking questions and listening to what those answers are.
Gino, taking some of your heritage appropriately, the best listener I ever witnessed has been documented in two best picture movies in The Godfather. And Don Vito Corleone.
Yes.
Does more listening and asking questions in his roles than talking and telling. It's only after he's asked a certain number of questions. If you ever, when he meets somebody, tell me what the problem is, what's the situation? And then he's able to process it. I think it's real important for people to understand when they go into any business conversation that you don't have as much power when you're talking and telling. You have a ridiculous amount of power when you ask. And it also shows your sense of kindness, gratitude, courtesy, respect. That's what we want when we want to have a good conversation. When we leave a conversation, I talked about, you know, what you need to do before, when you're in the conversation, have the flow. Well, afterwards, what do you want to feel? After a good conversation, I know this is true because you've hosted an amazing number of shows on this program, you know, you feel great. You feel enlightened. Because you asked a ton of questions. Oh my God, I got so much information from Lou. You shared with my listeners. And I'm like, thank, someone's paying attention to me. You learn this in coaching. 98% of the time, we are in what is called self-listening. Listeners need to understand this. And this is going to be the difference between your top real estate performers and the ones that are not in the masses below. Because 98% of the people are only focused on themselves. How is this going to affect me? How is this conversation going to direct me? What is Lou telling me right now on this show that can be added into my world? That is 98% of the time. And by the way, we were built this way. Years and years and years ago, we needed to listen very carefully in the woods because something was either going to eat us or be what we eat for dinner, right? It was this total, you know, fight or flight type of mentality. So we had to listen for our self-preservation. We created some security blankets, we created sort of layers, and we created certain things over time that we don't have to worry about, you know, dinosaurs eating us or whatever it might be. But what we do have to worry about is how we can connect with other people. And instead of having to not make it about ourselves, there's so much value when we ask somebody else. So it's like less than 2% of the time we focus on somebody else and what they are about. Mm-hmm. It is in that less than 2% that we make the connection in the conversation because we've been asking and listening, being empathetic. We're being coach-like, just like you are, Gino. You're being coach-like. And it is in that moment that we connect with great coaches because they have spun the math in our favor because guess what? We love it when we talk about ourselves. When someone's now listening and wants to know more about me, I'm enlightened. Mm-hmm. Think of it that way in any sales situation. That's how important it is to be in listening level two is what it's called, which is focused listening, focused on the person we're having the conversation with by asking great questions that are endearing, empowering, and empathetic in a way that will enable you to connect from what really matters to them and learn what their problems are because then you can answer and address them and solve their needs. sell them their house, buy their house, or get involved in that transaction and know you're going to feel comfortable to do business with them.
When I was at the restaurant business, I would be in the kitchen. I'd get delivery orders from the produce guys, from the fish guys, and I would sit there. Wasn't really a big talker, but they'd come over to me and they'd start talking to me. And I remember one produce guy was talking about his relationship with his wife, how he was having a tough time, thinking about getting a divorce. And I just asked him a couple of questions. About a week later, my brother comes back and he says, you know, something about the produce guy. And I'm like telling him his whole life story. My brother's like, how do you know that? I said, just basically asked him a couple of questions. I wasn't judgmental. I let him speak. And I don't want to say it's a gift, but I was just able to draw out things. And like I said, no judgment there. I was really curious because I'm sitting in the kitchen looking at chicken and shrimp all day. I'd rather speak to an adult, you know what I mean? Every 15 minutes coming in and paying. And I was just that kind of person. And I think we can all be that kind of person. And I think that's the most powerful thing that you can do for somebody. You give them 5 or 10 minutes of your time. They want to dump on you. That's great. That space that you're allowing somebody to be able to do that, that is so powerful. So the next time the produce guy would come in, he'd throw me a couple of oranges. The fish guy would throw me a couple of lobsters. And I'm like, well, why? It's just because I was empathetic and I was there listening and I wasn't judgmental. So I want you all that listening to this, practice that. It's not very difficult. Just pull yourself out. Have some awareness about the situation and about, you know, Jay Abraham says to be interesting, you need to be interested. Start being interested in other people and not just being self-absorbed in your own life. I don't know if you want to add anything to that, Lou.
I just want to say, if you want to practice it, listeners, I'm going to tell this. And this is specifically to the parents out there. If you have children, I have kids who are in their 20s. They're all adults. They're 21, 23. And too often we were in a mode at when they were very, very young, where we needed to tell them what to do. Possibly because they were doing things that they shouldn't have been doing. But what ends up happening, as you know this, as your kids get older, they don't listen to you. And they don't listen to you because you're talking and telling too much. It almost becomes like noise. So you want to practice what you do with your clients, what you do in your real estate business, whatever you do in your line of work to connect with more conversations. Connect with some of the most important people in your life, your kids. Ask and listen to them. First of all, they will be shocked that you will do it because it will be an unwinding and an unlearning for most parents, because we tend not to do that. We tend to parent, and we think that by parenting, we have the power by talking and telling. But if you ask and listen, you're going to learn a lot, and you're going to establish a relationship and connection with your children. If you can perform well in that medium, just as Gino performed from moving from the shrimp and the chicken into having the conversations with his people. If you can perform in that medium, you can sell to anybody. Make it clear, connecting with your children, specifically if they're in the teenage years, I give you credit to do it. But it is a wonderful thing that you should always be doing because it shows the respect that you are trying to command when you do it. And it gives that sense of connection that brings yourself together. I highly recommend it. I say it often. It's probably the best way to practice it. Just try it at home. And you won't believe what you'll be able to carry that over into easier conversations with people that aren't your family.
And Lou, it's so important. You're not only doing it for yourself, but you're teaching your children such an important skill, because they'll come to you and they'll start talking to you because they're like, well, dad or mom is not judging me. That's why it's important. Before we go to the break, I want to throw out a quote to you. And it's from Stephen Covey. And I think it's such an important, we've been touching on this the whole time, but you know, seek first to understand, then to be understood. I mean, that is basically what you're talking about. You know, we go into a conversation that we want to throw all our points. We want to make our points. You've been talking about this and skirting around it this whole last 20 to 25 minutes. Don't go in with an agenda and just knowing what you know. Try to find out what the other side, where they're sitting on. Like I said, why is that person selling the property? Don't come in with the idea and that box of your paradigm, because the paradigm can be completely different and then we can't react. And how do you do seek first to understand? Then you want to be understood yourself. Those who are powerful and who are coach-like and who want to make a difference in communication, that is right on the top of that. I don't know if you've ever heard of that quote from Stephen Covey.
I have, and I'm a big fan. I've studied a lot of his work and read all his books throughout my management career growing up in consulting. We translated a lot of Covey's work into client relationships, which I think was really valuable. I completely agree. I'll use an expression that a lot of professional speakers that I work with and other people who are in sales, it's this flow. Ask great questions, that will start the conversations that build relationships with who you do business with. If you think of that flow and how being curious is one of the ways that we encourage in the speakeasy way to be curious is the starting point. If you start off with that, it will get you down this path because you are right. If you, the minute you start assuming, the minute you start putting things in a box that you think it is, that's not going to work. Quick side story. I one time was hired by the CEO and head of sales to go with a sales team out to the, one of their sales pitches for a technology technology product. And this was a pitch that they had. And this was like a second or third round pitch to this particular client. I watched one of the greatest presentations I've ever seen in my life. Wonderful presentation. But it was the worst conversation I'd ever heard. All it was this particular company and the team talking and telling about how great their product was. They never asked what the issues and challenges that the client, prospective client needed. They never questioned if they had something similar that potentially could compete with it or that they may have even liked. And most notably, they didn't even go down the avenue of showing them how it would specifically benefit them rather than it showed what how it benefited all the other people that have benefited from this. So when I returned from that meeting and I got to, you know, there was a lot of texting or maybe even been BlackBerries at the time, communication back to the CEO and they go, I heard the meeting went great. And I looked at them. I said, well, it was a great presentation, but I wouldn't say the meeting went so great because I don't think there's going to be another conversation because they never gave them a chance to engage. And I shared all this, the lessons that we had here. That's the way to think of this. If you're in real estate and you're looking to can make that conversation, make it clear, ask more questions to start that conversation, to build the relationship so you can do business with that individual.
Let's take a quick time out to hear from our sponsors.
Now, we have had a great run in multifamily, going from zero units to over $250 million in assets. That's over 2,000 apartment deals that we've been able to purchase through our framework, Buy Right, Manage Right, and Finance Right.
Now, Jake and I, we created the Jake and Gino community back in 2015. We launched our first book, Build Our Profits. And since then, our students have closed over 60,000 units. That's over $4 billion in assets they've been able to close over the last 6 years.
And that's why this community has been so successful. We call it results-based education, and we pour back into the community everything that we've learned on our journey from zero to 2,000 units and all our systems and scale that we use on our very own property management and investing companies.
Jake, I love that. It's not just education, it's implementation. So what I want you to do, click on that link down below, apply to work with our team, see how we can help you on your journey in multifamily.
And we're back from a quick break. I want to thank Lou Diamond for being an amazing guest on the Jake and Gino show. His life work is to help businesses and brands thrive through the power of connecting. And what I loved about his framework, it's connecting your voice. Let me go over that framework real quick for you so you can take some notes and really dive into it, because this is the essence of life. Once you start creating those connections start to grow, and especially in real estate. It's so important in real estate to start reaching out to people, whether they're realtors, whether they're mortgage brokers, whether they're investors, potential partners. Once you're able to connect with others, your network, your net worth will explode. The first one on your voice is to visualize. Visualize when you start connecting with someone. The second one, look at every single connection as an opportunity. You have a Zoom call in 30 minutes. Get on there. You never know what you can expect from that opportunity. Be grateful. Adopt the go-giver mentality of jumping on that Zoom call or whatever it is. If you're being, you know, interviewed for a podcast, take that as an opportunity. Be grateful. Show gratitude. And that will come forth through the smiling and through the body language. And that will allow you to connect at a deeper level. The third one is to identify them. And number four and number five is charisma. Have the charisma. We all have charisma. Let's show your inner soul, your inner charisma. And this last one, the five, the E, energy. It's about your physiology. Get ready before a call. Jump up. Do some breathing exercises. Be thankful that you have the opportunity and show up with energy and passion to every single call, because it's contagious. People don't want to listen to someone who is depressing or who is a downer, who is a victim. They want someone who has energy, and you will be able to connect at a higher level. Visualize opportunity, identify charisma and energy. And what I like the analogy, he was talking a little bit about it, the Italians. Be a little bit like more like Don Corleone, as I like to say. More listening and asking questions. That's what he did. And that's what made him special. He was always thinking, but he always wanted to know what everyone else was thinking and make judgments. Because you ultimately have the power when other people are talking and you're asking questions. The power is in asking, not talking and telling. That's the power. So the next time you want to start talking, think about Don Corleone sitting back and hearing his consiglieri and hearing everyone speaking, and then you make your judgment. Be the last to speak. Take it all in. As one of my mentors said, to be interesting, you need to be interested. To learn more about Lou Diamond, visit Lou Diamond. Visit. Russ, let me do that again. To learn more about Lou, visit ThriveLouD.com. That's ThriveLouD.com. And thanks once again for Lou for being an amazing guest on the show. And we will see you on the next Jake and Gino show. Thanks.